the number for the public. Well, she can put the numbers in.
If someone could read them and then hand that, those papers to me. Cannot leave with those.
I know I cannot. Here you are. So a motion to accept.
Okay, so bids were received for a paving project on Durgan and Churchill Road.
Yes, for spring, summer of next year.
Well, for before August of next year. Depending on grant situation.
Yeah, right. Did Pope say it might be late? Okay.
No, he was actually happy that it was done now.
Okay, perfect.
So, and the bids were as follows.
140,432 from Hutchins.
140,432.
Yes, Hutchins. 141,600.
141,600.
Pike.
Thank you.
And the motion on the table is to accept the bid of Pike Industries.
Did you make the motion? Sorry.
Sure. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion?
Nope.
If I could ask a question. Discussion. I have not looked at the bid specs. Does it place calendar deadlines and things,
because
we'll have to come up with a contract, so we'll need that information.
They're in this Town of Hatchet, the job specifications, it's in here.
Okay. And the board agrees to whatever that is?
So, does one of us have to sign this bid from Pike? They say to sign it. Okay.
Okay, so the contract will reflect that no work will begin before May 15th and it must be completed before September 15th.
You have this paving specs?
Yes, that's okay. What I'm reading.
Okay. Yeah, there are a few other specs. I don't know how much you want to include.
It
also has the specs of which roads and stuff, this thing right here.
Right.
You might want to just submit this whole thing.
Right. We generally include a copy of it and refer to it in the contract. I'm just thinking of the few pieces of contract that we always have to customize.
Okay. Well, then I'll be quiet.
And I will take those.
Want me to sign it?
We should keep this.
Yeah, please.
In there so that when I come to you, we can just
go,
you know, it's what we want. Because that's actually big.
It's a grant, so we'll keep the documents forever. It'll be there.
Can I ask a question? Okay, the chloride salt, we had budgeted for $40,000. We actually used $24,000, and next year, we're only budgeting for $4,000.
I should say $40,000.
Oh, okay. So I can change this on here. So that's what I was wondering, if it was just a...
It's a typo.
Johnson
made another round.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the reason why we haven't been using as much chloride is because it's been so wet.
Right.
Yeah.
We put the chloride on here, it's just going to take it and turn right into slop.
Yeah. No, I just wondered why the number had dropped so far, if we were... had an abundance of it left over, or if there was a mistake.
But we are going to be ordering a load of chloride and a load of probably two loads of salt.
Yeah, as you do look through. if it's black, it was probably intended to be a carryover from the previous budget. If we put it in a color, it's because we're suggesting you consider a change, but we can get to that.
Okay.
Thing?
Who's going to notify Pike?
Oh.
Wendell?
Do you want to
call Pike?
I can call Norman, yeah.
And then you can talk to him about the...
Yep. I'll call Norman.
Great.
And let him know that we'll be putting the contract together.
Done.
Yeah. I most certainly will do that. Next, just so you guys know, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I won't be around.
Okay.
My wife made plans for us to go away for the 3 days, so I just want to put that out there. So the town's going to be on the two guys.
Yep.
And I'd really like to see my truck stay parked in the garage, please. I'll bring the white truck over for them, though, so they'll have it. Okay.
And when you do notify Pike, you'll start the conversation about.
I most certainly will.
Yep.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. All right. So the next item.
The next item is catch up. Is a motion to pass the letter. Pass the board's decision on the two culvert requests of Alan Davis. To wit, I have, you guys might want to.
Yeah, I read it.
Okay. Did it make sense to you and everything?
I think so.
Okay. Do you want to read it? You can take it if you want.
I don't need to.
And the motion is to, is explained in the letter, which is to. I'll just read them. The one culvert is to be upgraded in the future after determined hydrological. We got to talk about that.
Okay.
That's the one on the right side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you put copies on letterhead?
You did.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
They're in here.
Okay, so let's
We've
just
all read it.
We'll send this letter to Al Davis that you have written.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I thought you said something about everyone taking it home, so.
No, well, we haven't mailed it yet, so there's always a chance. So just phrase that anyway, that there's a motion to...
Do you have a spare copy of that?
Sure, you can have this one.
What's this one?
You got one?
Just so that I can read it, so
it was,
when he comes on to me about it, I know
it was
about.
It was a bit of a bear writing this thing, trying to explain it.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and review it so that everyone understands it a little bit?
Okay. Anyhow, that's the action we want to take. I want to make that part of the record, and we will send him a letter. No, we are passing a motion of the action we want to take on his request. How's that sound? He was here this evening, but his request.
Right. Okay, so.
And we have decided to, do I have to say this to you? To close the unused, non-functioning access. And everybody knows what we're talking about, so I don't have to repeat it over again.
Thank you, because I don't, so. Yeah.
Okay, well, he knows.
Okay, and the motion was made and seconded?
I make the motion.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, done. And then one last thing I have is, this is informational. I got a call from a Bingham who lives on Bingham Road.
She lives on Westmore Road.
Mm-hmm. And she asked what the board feels like if she were to take charge and get a grant to have a part-time person at Pensioner Pond Access checking boats as they go in and out, pretty much like Echo does, for
milfoil
and other invasive species. And I said, I don't know, I'll bring it up with the board. And
is this at the boat landing?
Yes.
The state boat landing?
Yes, at the state boat landing. On pension opponent, yeah. Now, I had a ton of questions, none of which, you know, I said, really? Well, what does that mean for the town? What's our liability in this? Right. I got general responses about there's a grant and there's a February deadline to apply for this grant. So it was, I think the best thing to do is, I said, we'll get the information and then I'll bring it up with the board. I have not committed to anything. Et cetera, et cetera. That's why I've mentioned it to Wagner, so maybe she might want to talk to this guy, Konigsberger. Just let her get all the information, I said. And get back to us and we'll talk more about it. And you guys can think about it. Okay,
but
just information.
Is that not state land?
Yeah, but they get permission. And
well, why would we have any say?
Well, just like the Echo Lake, I mean, they take care of theirs, but their financing has to go through us. That's where you have to get those grants. So it's work on our behalf. Like we have to fill out the paperwork for the grants and get them taken care of.
See, I didn't know any of that.
That's how. So when I have to sign the grants and then the money comes to the town, then I have to write the check to them with that paperwork.
Right. So you will be part of that conversation because of that information. And also my main take was, what are we obligated for? It'd be nothing. So I don't even know how much traffic that access has.
Absolutely none.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's part of the discussion too. So,
we're
having a long evening tonight. So.
Well, we go kayaking there once in a while, but not.
Well, you'll be checked for milfoil.
Okay, checking. Your kayak was also on your list.
What's that?
So we're going to be checking your kayak.
Okay. Yeah.
What did you say?
I haven't had the kayak out in 4 years.
So there shouldn't have anything
I already mentioned it in the sense that we're tabling it. We're going to take it home and read it.
Okay.
That's part of the record. Is there anything else? Oh, we can finish with the announcement of the bills and orders have been, and then if you can think of anything. December 26th select board meeting is canceled. We will have another one. I don't know when, where, or how. Maybe after the first of the year, I'm not sure.
Okay.
You tell me what because usually you don't have complete information until.
Right, well. Regardless, we need to be looking ahead at 2025 as well.
Yes, so we could run through, we could go down the 2025.
We're ready to do that tonight.
Oh, good, perfect. You guys, can you take time?
Sure.
Okay, start.
Did you take announcements, there's a county meeting notice in your packet as well.
Is that yours, or do you have two of those?
I think this is mine. I don't know.
I thought
I took it out of my packet.
Just now you marked it up.
Made one mark on it.
You can have it. I'm not worried about it.
I think it is mine because I don't have another.
Perfect.
One.
That's fine. No,
just
right.
Because you can't take care of your stuff.
I know.
It's right there. I think it's right there.
You got it right there.
It's in that pile. I just saw
right
it.
Right here?
No, this pile.
Oh, that's an old one.
Oh, that's an old one?
No, yeah. That might be yours, Peter. Oh. But I'll give you this one because this one isn't marked on. There you go.
That was fun.
That was.
They always go after the old man, you know what I mean? He's drooling again.
I'm almost the same age as you, Peter.
Yeah, well, still. I'm still the older one. Okay.
Yeah.
Page 3 starts expenditures. On page 5 is where the highway department begins. This is always an important thing to look at. And at the end, on page 7 in blue, we have tried to come up with the, you know, the balance of the highway funds right now. So you have your total revenue, total expenses to date, and then we have to adjust it by some of next year's highway aid that came in 2024 that we can't consider for this year. So that's about 200, you know, just under 205,000. And then the list following are anticipated expenses still to happen this month, so that we could make a guess at what the highway fund balance would be at the end of the year. Since writing this, we did talk to Wendell, and there's
he would like to purchase salt, which he hasn't done yet this year. So he's going to purchase a big load of salt because we didn't get any last year. He'd also like to get a load of chloride. And then he's still expecting some truck repairs to be done on one of the trucks, which he's guessing. We're guessing that's going to be just over $12,000.
Okay.
And then I wanted to ask you, Peter, what was the thought on Stamat? Remember we had talked before about getting Stamat to mix with our gravel in the pit?
Yeah, you wanted to experiment and stuff like that? Yeah.
Well, we did a little experiment on Westmore Road. We mixed Stamat with the gravel from from the Taft Farm up to the turnaround spot, up past the bridge, and it seemed to have held up really, really good. So I would like to see, I'm asking the board how they feel about putting $10,000, $15,000 aside to bring Stamat into the pit so that we can mix it with our gravel. We're in $20,000 aside. What's your thoughts?
Do you mean a 2024 purchase or a budget within the 2025?
Well, maybe at the end of this year, purchase it.
Purchase it with them.
You know, maybe we can buy it because I had a quote from C cards to haul 100 loads in there, and I want to say it was like $20,000.
What, you have room back here?
No. To bring to our pit in Westmore.
And then mix it as it's going in the truck.
Oh, yes. Right, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a thought. And
well, you won't act on it this year.
Huh?
You want to act on it now.
I'd like to do it, but if it's not feasible, I understand it.
I don't know if it's not feasible. I don't know. You guys think it's okay? I mean,
well, we're showing $84,000 unspent for the budget,
right?
Right?
And then
we have $12,000.
Yeah, and then
Then we have wages for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, we got wages estimated in there, but they couldn't go over.
Everything from truck body down
is not
anticipated.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
guesses, yeah.
We have the money there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then why don't we do it? Because you're saying it stands up better, so we're going to save money in the long run, right?
Well, I'm thinking that, and this is a thought, I'm thinking that it's going to cut down on grader time.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to cut down, I just think that overall your roads are going to be in better shape.
Yeah.
By doing this.
Yeah.
So far what we've seen, it's held up really good where I've used it. Maybe we don't want to go, maybe we're thinking that $20,000 is too much. You know, maybe we go to $10,000.
How much, how many truckloads is 20,000?
100%? I want to say it's 100. It's $18 a yard.
So that would service 200 truckloads.
Yes, because what I do is
I
put three right. gravel, two stay mat.
And how long does it take you to go through that?
That depends on the projects. See, what I'm trying to do
But
is
you'd I'm only be using it as top finish.
Well,
you're not
correct.
Using it to...
You're going to be using it on, like, more hilly stuff? Or?
Well, what I'm trying to do is... I'm trying to get it. I find that it's packing better into the roads. Okay? So it's making the top of the road a lot harder. So therefore, we don't get as many potholes.
Right. Okay.
Less grading time.
Less grading.
Yeah. And we save wear and tear on the grader. We
save
diesel fuel.
Money. Yeah.
And save man hours.
Man
right?
hours too on it.
That's what I'm hoping
for. Let's go with the 20, if everyone agrees. And do it. We got it for the year, right?
Yeah, we'd have it for the year.
Yep.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Do you feel it's a good idea?
Sure. It's fine. I don't have to have a decision on everything.
No,
you're
just asking. I think you're just asking.
But your opinion matters.
It does, but I'm neutral on this. I'm not quite sure. I think, you know, as an experiment, sure, it's a great idea.
Okay, but I drove you up that road. And I told you that day when we went up that road, and you said to me, "Boy, this road is really, really nice."
Do you remember the
conversation?
Yes. I'm not right. Exactly. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I would have. I'm not a silent type. I would have objected. You know, I'm just. I just don't have to be. You guys had a great discussion about it. I saw it. No, I'm taking your cues. Fine.
Now, if we do that, okay. If we do that, what does that do for the body on the truck?
What do you mean? What does it do?
That does it make us have a payment on the body of the truck? Because
no,
if that's
already,
the case,
they've already paid it.
Oh, okay.
We've got a little money left at the end of the year. That's why I'm saying we do it now.
Okay. Because I just don't want it to
hurt us. You can set it up with...
taking out the payment for the truck, which I haven't rode yet, but I'm...
Are you going to set that up with the C-card that's going to be...
Truck
if he does it right now, like, it's all right, we're going to do this. You're going to stick to it when it comes time to do it.
Yes.
Okay.
You do realize the overall picture of this is that the truck and the body was paid for out of this year's budget. Okay? So, and that was... not an anticipated expense. In other words, it's okay. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong, but that was like $300,000+.
Right.
And it came out from the opera thing. So we have committed to spending that way.
But I just wanted to make sure that we're putting the town under burden for
the
body.
The body's done. The body's also paid for it too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
you. That was fine. Have you gone over everything you want to go over?
So you have everything you need on that question, Wendell?
Yeah, so I can make that deal with C-Card on that $20,000 then.
Yeah.
understand some numbers, and I understand one of the highway ones was
more zero, right?
Chloride.
Yep.
On page 5 is remaining at 40,000.
Yep.
So generally the board relies on Terry and I to do a lot of the select board departments, elections, finance department. But on page 3, clerk and treasurer, pages have not been plugged in because we wanted to wait for the board decision on wage adjustments.
Okay.
Tax collector will use it based out upon whatever balance is due at the end.
So that's page 4, blanks, delinquent tax collector. And then public safety, we wanted to, there's a red number there just because the budgeted number for animal control, the year to date came in a lot lower, and so we didn't know if a reduced amount was appropriate.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
So that's something to consider. And then on page 5, when you get to highway department, same thing on the wages. We didn't plug in a number there because that's a reminder that we need a decision on those.
Yep.
And I didn't know if that was something the board was planning to do in executive session this meeting or how you're handling that.
The wages and stuff?
Yes.
We had a part of a discussion. We haven't finished it.
Okay. Well, do you have any questions about this general document? Or Wendell, do you have any identified needs for next year that might change some of the highway numbers? On page 7, you will see some numbers in red there on the far right where we thought last year's budget number might be either too high or too low.
Where is that?
Page 5.
Show me this
thing here.
The red.
Yeah. So like hired services, we increased a little. Because
diesel oil.
You know, mowing and sweeping, and then adding in a little bit extra in case somebody, you know, excavator needed to be hired, whatever. Diesel and oil, it was 65 last year. We suggested 55 just because the actual came in so much lower. Things like that will
we do it, yeah, so say, because we're at 38, or we'll have one more payment if it was 1600.
So, but a lot of that depends on fuel prices too, right? Because that year the fuel price was up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see a problem with that. The only other issue that the town is having, tires. We are picking up tires on the side of the road like crazy.
Really?
Oh, tire disposal?
Yes. You know, so do we want to put money aside for that? You realize it's like $6 a tire to get rid of
them.
And I mean, I'm not trying to, I bet you right now, I've got 40 of them up at this, back in the shop.
I
were picking up off the road.
We had to pay
40
one
tires
year.
You picked up off the side of the road for this year?
Just from.
Seriously?
Yeah. People are dumping tires left and right, and I've got 5 more down on the Hudson Road right now. So, you know, and I don't want to burden you with it, but what do I do with them?
You want to put them up in the pit on 10 Mile Square Road, in the corner somewhere, until you get a bunch.
I've got a bunch.
Well, why not store them there instead of here?
I can do that.
I just brought tires back to the district, the waste district, and they popped me for $3.
Just $3 a
yeah,
tire?
Yeah, but passenger tires, not truck tires. It goes
well,
up
yeah,
there.
Well, you must be finding just
I'm finding
vehicle tires, right?
Vehicle
yeah.
tires.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you, I see just store them somewhere until, you know, you get, maybe you get 100, 150 of them, and then you can figure out what to do with them or something. I don't know. What else could you say? Does that make sense?
Well, they have a guy that comes, Kenny Ross, that will come pick them up.
For?
But he wants over $5 a tire. $20 for a big truck tire.
I don't know what to say. I mean, it seemed like you're going to add a line item like that. It's like, sure. But
I just don't know. I guess I'm trying to say is that what does the town normally do with them?
Maybe they never picked. I don't know. That's a good question.
One year we had to have somebody come pick up tires because we had so many that were put in the truck. Green Up Day. And they wouldn't take them, so we had the town paid to have them removed. I don't remember what that was, but somebody came and picked them up.
That was a good time. Yeah, I would suggest that budgeting for such a thing, if it's listed, is an invitation
for people to dump more tires.
Yeah. Even picking them up is an encouragement for people.
Yeah, but what do we do?
I know, but you know what I mean?
I mean, so just, there must be a corner in that pit.
Yeah, there's a corner.
So just throw them there. We'll deal with it when this country gets together.
Okay. Okay, so.
We may need it to build a wall.
Yeah.
So.
I saw somebody using them to build a foundation. They filled them up and packed them up with sand.
Yeah. Those earth
Okay,
houses.
So
yeah.
Put them in a pit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that answers that question.
And when there's a need, the board will figure out
something.
How to deal with the cost.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
When it becomes, we'll chop them up and use them on the road. So, all right.
All the tires anyway.
All right,
so what are we doing this year for crushing? We have scheduled with them, or what's the story?
Well, right, they came in this last fall,
right,
and they did, this spring they did 10,000 yards for us. This fall they came in and they did 5,000.
Okay.
What I was going to do is I was going to do another 5,000 this spring.
Okay.
And I was going to...
Because they don't have to bail now, right?
Right, they don't have to bail it, so it's cheaper.
Right.
So I was thinking if I did another 5,000 this year, that gives us our, right now in the pit, I'm figuring that we have 7,000 yards probably.
Okay.
So I was figuring with that other 100 loads,
yeah,
that's going to stretch our gravel even further.
Yeah, right.
So we probably...
Well, I don't care. I mean, if you wanted to do more, I'm just because... This number here for gravel crushing could be cut back.
Could be cut down.
For this year, it could be.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because you
made,
what, is it 31 to do 5,000?
That's what it was.
That's what it was last year.
So it's going to be kind of close, I mean,
that,
roughly.
This year, 2024.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, what, $7 or $8 bucks a yard?
I think it's less than that. I think it's six something.
Okay.
I think it's $6.35.
So let's say seven. So at 5,000, that's 35,000. And if you might want, you know, if you want to even do more, you know. So at the minimum, gravel crushing could be 35, or maybe make it 40 or 45, just in case you wanted some extra or something.
Yeah, we could probably do that. Yep.
Just as a thought. So keep it
as a thought for this year.
Yeah.
$6.25 a year.
That's what it was, 625. Yeah, I thought it was.
Okay, so that would pick up 20 or 25,000 right there.
Yeah.
Okay, that kind of stuff we have to do.
For 2025 crushing.
Yes, let's try that.
45, okay.
So we're going to say 45 there, okay.
So this is, you know, part of it that we'll find. And then you must go down to yourself and mark things that you think you need to spend more on. Like you mentioned, when you mentioned tires, I thought you were talking about buying tires.
I already did.
I already did. She's on some tires.
I'm all set until next. I'm all set until winter.
Okay. So we kept 14. That's what 14. Yep,
that sounds good.
That's good.
Then we.
That's good. 14 there. The 14 should be good because this year it's going to be the winter tires. That we're good for the summer tires right now.
Okay.
Yeah, supplies. All of these things we suggested keeping the same. So tell us if that's going to be an issue. Supplies, tools and equipment, parts and repairs.
The parts and repairs were rough this year because. Mm-hmm. We had to do suspensions in both trucks, so that put us right up there. And then we had to do the hinge in the back of truck Mach 1, that put us up there.
And we had road grader repairs as well, right?
That was last year's budget, wasn't it?
Oh.
I think I did do the mold board on the grader this year.
Yeah, that's fine. So they just kept the parts and repairs the same as it was last year. That's fine. It was just the
We didn't really go over on tools and stuff like that last year, right?
Nope.
No.
So the parts and repairs we did go over though, right?
That went up. That went over like 20,000. But we kept it 54 though.
I think that'll be fine. Because I'll be honest with you, for our trucks being as old as they are, that they're doing really, really well.
Well, you're keeping them up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. And the blades and shoes, which are 8,000, you only spent two, but you keep it at eight because it's just fine.
Yeah, because you didn't buy any, I don't think.
Right.
I didn't. I mean, we are going to have to.
That 2,000 for chains, I think it was. I'm not if I remember good. Correctly.
It was. We are going to have to buy stinger bits for the grader, but I just didn't want to get a bunch of stinger bits because I just weren't quite ready yet.
Okay. All right, so.
So that should be everything.
It's close. So we have to get it together on wages and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, and look through, obviously, everything's changeable. So if when you guys have time at home or whatever, go through and put us in.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, or if you need any background information on what was spent this year or how to explain the total, that kind of thing. I will mention that the Class 4 budget to date does not reflect Class 4 expenses. I just have a pile of the work that was done.
Because we usually just do a transfer.
And I have to figure a value to transfer from the highway.
But it doesn't change anything. Bottom line, it just comes out of the regular budget to Class 4. So bottom line for the roads still stay the same.
Okay.
How did we do on mudstone last year, last spring? Were we over on that?
Well, it's a total of sand and gravel and stone.
Okay. Did
10,000 and we spent 3,158. So.
So we were good.
The spring stone is included in that. Yeah, it was under, but I don't know how much we spent on that specifically.
Okay.
But
overall, as a whole, we did okay on that.
Yeah, we're under budget there.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I think that. I don't see anything wrong with what we did.
I'll get in touch with you guys. Maybe we should get together to talk about, because that wage part is part of it all.
Yeah, give me a call.
Thank you.
Better to call me than email.
We're all pretty close to each other. We'll just get together and talk.
Yeah, come up to my place and we'll sit and hash it out.
Yeah, not much. I just need to know what you guys. I mean, and a lot of this sort of doesn't really sugar off until like middle of January when the tax rate comes out. There you go. Unfortunately for us, because of that CLA and the education thing, it's all, no, not for this thing, never mind, for the final rate.
Well, they're still arguing about that, aren't they?
They'll be arguing that now until doomsday. Okay. okay?
Well, the school budget's going up so much.
It's astronomical. Are you kidding me?
Are we going to adjourn the meeting?
I don't know what we're doing yet. I'm waiting for the
So, are you guys going to give us some numbers at the January meeting for so we can.
We'll give you them
before
that.
We'll go get to you before
the first week of January, we're going to get together and just.
Oh, no, maybe even before then, because.
Okay. You want to do it over Christmas holiday?
Christmas Day.
Christmas
Day.
There you go.
Let's go. Let's all be Scrooge.
We got adult kids. They don't come and visit.
No, we have between now. You know, we'll just maybe.
Okay. So.
I'll stay here to talk to you.
On January 1st, there's no wage change. Is that what I'm getting?
There will be wage change.
Okay.
We'll get it to you before that.
We're halfway through it.
Okay,
and if it weren't for the Christmas meeting, we would be on top of it. But it's sort of bent us out of shape.
Yeah, we okay. Get maybe next week we get together and do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we'll just do it. We'll just hash it out.
Any night better for you than any other?
Don't talk to me about it right now. I'm done for the day.
No, I was talking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I don't mean
to
be here.
No, it's not you. It has nothing to do. It's the time of year, it's everything. It's
I don't know, matter, whatever.
Okay. That'll just go back to work.
It's not far to drive you up there.
Nope, it's not far from me at all.